What could the next 6 months look like if you showed up completely and fully in your most awesome, high vibe version of yourself starting today? It is officially the end of June, and we're about to start the second half of 2025. How are you doing with your goals? That is a question I've been asking my clients for about a month now. And I love what I'm hearing back from them. Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Own Your Awesome podcast. I'm your host, Miranda Von Fricken. I am pumped for today's conversation for all the reasons that you normally hear, but specifically because for the first time in quite some time, I am crushing a goal that I have had for myself since 2021. Friends, if you are taking notes and you've been listening for about, you know, a couple months or so, you will know I'm in the middle of 75 hard. I've lovingly deemed it 75 awesome. And while today is not going to be a big conversation about that goal specifically, I am starting with that in mind because I am officially on day 71. Watch out now. Whoop, whoop. I am going to end this challenge, if you will, on the 4th of July. It'll be my last day. So on the 5th of July, I will wake up officially ready to start my next thing. And I'm definitely one to sit and relax, and I'll probably give myself the weekend to kind of just bask in the glory that is my awesomeness. However, I am getting back to it on Monday because just because one of the goals are done does not mean there aren't future goals that I need to achieve. And I want to talk to you today, not so much about goal setting, but I really want to dive into the fact that, yes, we are halfway through 2024. Oh, hilarious. We're in 2025. Let me just time travel to the real time. I was just reviewing my goals for 2024 into 2025. So clearly my mind went there. All right. So we are actually halfway through 2025. And to me, time is flying. I don't know about y'all, but like, I feel like it was just 2024. I feel like it was just 2021 when I started 75 hard. I mean, it's taken me 4 years to hit this 2.5 month goal. I'm just saying, it is what it is. But I'm also saying, just because you haven't yet hit a goal doesn't mean you won't. So I'd love for you to dust some of those old ones off if you've got some time. We're going to talk all about the things that make a really great middle of the year, let's call it halftime, if you will. And listen, I'm a sports mom, and I just spent the last couple of days at the Basketball Hall of Fame with my daughter and her fantastic team. I say we because I pay for this shit. So don't come at me if you're an athlete and you're like, we, do you have a mouse in your pocket? No, my daughter always comes at me when I say we just had a game. Because I don't know about you, if you're a sports mom, I am all in these games. Like, I'm literally like laced up. Like, I am on the court. This is, the coach is yelling at me. I'm like, let's go, put me in, I'm ready. Like, it's 100% how I roll. Anywho, so I just spent the weekend with my daughter and her team. They won the championships at the Hall of Fame. And let me tell you, when you watch somebody achieve a goal that they've been dreaming about for years, it's really powerful. And I saw it not only when the girls were celebrating and having a great time, but I saw it even on the drive home. Like, she was pumped, not only because that just happened and she had an amazing season, it was actually the last game of her travel season, but because she was pumped because now it's school ball time. Now she's in her mind, what's next? The next season, the next team she's on. Like, she is already at basketball camp, learning all the things, like doubling down her effort. She's having a fit girl summer, me too girl. But it's so cool to see someone so young, like, ready to go, even though they just hit a huge goal. So no matter where you are, I want to talk to you about this halfway mark, because it doesn't matter if you're nowhere near your goal. It doesn't matter if you are like 2 feet from goal. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you are, like, I'm super close to 75 hard. I'm on day 71. So clearly I'm close. So I'm already in my head, because I call it 75 done, right? So I'm already there. So I need to know what's next so I don't lose the momentum. My kid just won the championship. So she already hit a bunch of goals. They won a few this year. So she's already thinking next season, what's next? If you're not already thinking what's next because you're about to hit a goal, then we need to talk. Because your mind should be in the goals already hit. I'm celebrating. What's next? And that's how we build momentum. Because these goals aren't like 10-year goals, right? Where you have to like slow and steady wins the race. A lot of the times when I'm working with women, it's the goal of getting on stage. It's the goal of signing their first really big client. It's the goal of hitting six figures or, you know, a little bit more than six figures. I haven't worked with anyone. I'm lying, actually. I have worked with millionaires, but I haven't gotten them to the millionaire mark. They were already there. So for me, working with people right now at the 6-month mark, they are making decisions for themselves that are either pivots from January, they are adjustments, they are complete overhauls, they are at halftime. We are all looking at our goals from where what we set in the beginning of the year, what we wanted for ourselves. Do we still want it? We are asking some deep questions. And if the answer is, hell yeah, I still want this goal, we are looking at what changes we need to make, if any, in order to achieve the goal by the end of the year. When I set goals with my clients, we don't do resolutions, but when we set goals for the year, some of them are just 3-month goals. Short and easy, want to do this, boom, done. Some of them are, will take a little longer, 6 months or so. So we're evaluating those. Some of them are ongoing forever, right? I just want to stay in business. I don't want to go back to corporate. Some of them, I want to write a book and I can do this in this amount of time. And then it's, now we want to launch the book. Then it's, now I want to get on stage because of the book. Then it's like, I want to get on bigger stages because of the book and my message. I want to grow my audience. I want to get visible. So it's ongoing. And some of the people I work with have a plan for the year, and that's what I want to talk to you about. No matter what stage of the game you're in, I want to help you to continue to create momentum, especially if at halftime you are exhausted. Because a lot of the times, and I will probably relate this episode to basketball a lot, because I just learned so much watching these girls play this weekend. If at halftime you are exhausted because you've given it all you got in the first half, congratulations. Good for you. You've got nothing left in the tank. But you know what that means? You got to fuel up because you've got a second half to get to. Because that game is not over, my friend. So grab yourself a Ritz cracker with some peanut butter in it or half a banana. A little Gatorade pack. Whatever you got to do. Grab yourself some fuel. And let's get going. And here is what I'm talking to my clients about now. Private clients, group clients, LinkedIn clients, clients that aren't even talking to me about their goals outside of LinkedIn. I don't even care. I'm talking to everybody. I love a 6-month mark. I love a halftime. You can do so much in a halftime. You can refuel. You can celebrate. You can reset. You can reframe. You can refocus. We're going to talk about all the re's today. The first one I want to talk about is reflecting. So more than likely, and I'm not the coach, but I play one on TV. I play one on the bench. I play one on the bleachers. At halftime, coaches bring in the girls in and saying, all right, here's what's happening. I saw this. I saw this. I saw this. Here's what they're doing. Let's make some changes. One small tweak here, one small tweak there, and we're good, right? Luckily, in the championship game, we were up by 20 at this point because they were going hard from the start. And it wasn't just because of their heart. Let me tell you, the parents were going just as hard. We were rallying, clapping, cheering. We had their backs. These are your resources. These are your support teams. So if currently you're thinking my support team doesn't have my back, let's talk about your support team. DM me. I've got some stuff for you. I will find you a person. I will be your person. Whatever you need, let's have a conversation. If you don't have the people cheering for you, because we got to find you the people. Let's find you the people immediately, because that makes or breaks you. I watched, not in the championship, but I watched in the games leading up to it, There were bleachers on the other side, completely empty for one of the teams that we beat twice. And they had nobody on their bleachers. And it was really messed up to see. It was really sad. And I bet you if they had some people in those bleachers cheering for them, they would have rallied. They could have rallied. I mean, we outskilled them and we had more people on our team, but they would have probably not got like beat by 30, right? They would have probably still had some more fight in them because they need someone to push them beyond their coach. They need their support system. So if you don't have your support system, let's talk. All right. So step one, we're going to talk about if you're taking notes, break it out. If you're driving, that's cool. Come back later. Just listen to the words. Let it all soak in. Make sure your seatbelt's on. Part one, we're going to reflect, right? We are going to look back with honesty, not judgment. What are the goals we set for ourselves, if any, in January or the beginning of the year? In my group this year, we did this thing we saw on TikTok, probably Instagram, called 13 Wishes. We all made 13 wishes and we did a whole ceremony around it. It took about 2 weeks. We wrote down 13 things we wanted to call in this year. Everything from, you know, a new vehicle to a trip to, you know, new software for our business. I wanted podcast sponsors. I wanted to do some courses. You know, we wrote down all the things, 13 of them. And then we put them in a jar, shook them up. Every day we pulled one out. We didn't look and we burned it. And that was for the universe to take care of. And by the end, the last day, we pulled out one, the last one that was left. And that was the one we had to go hard with and we had to focus on. And if we achieved that goal for ourselves, the thought was God would take care of the rest, right? God, universe, source, they would take care of the rest. And that sounds exciting. I only got to work on one goal and all the rest of them, the 12 of them that blew up in my candle that I burned them on would just be taken care of. Sounds good to me. And that was fun. But that is not the strategy. That is the woo side of things that's fun and manifesting and I'm magical and I'm here for it. But if you know me, I'm about that woo, but I'm also about the strategy. And so for me, we have to look back on those goals. I revisited them. I know which one I pulled and how am I with that goal? I'm nowhere near it. The goal I pulled for myself was to get $10,000 in podcast sponsors. And I didn't even ask anybody to sponsor this podcast. It's been 6 months. You know what that tells me? I don't want it. That tells me I'm not interested in changing how my podcast is. Some of you will say, yay, I love it. It sounds like a Voxer message. I'm totally here for it. Yes, I know who you are and I love you. I agree. And some of you will say, especially specifically the coach that I hired and spent thousands of dollars with and I've done nothing so far. I know what you're thinking. What is wrong? What a waste. This podcast can be huge. This podcast is already global, but it could be huge because of the energy I put into it, the effort I put into it, how amazing I feel when I'm doing the podcast. Trust me, I know it could be bigger. It could be edited to perfection. You could take out any of the dings from my computer, the dogs that may bark if I stop to take a sip of water. But guess what? I don't give a shit. I don't even care. As I sip my water. Because it's not that this podcast isn't a viable strategy for my business. It is. It just isn't the one that I felt the most called to right now. And so what am I going to do with that? I'm going to be honest with myself and say, okay, something has shifted. I still would love some podcast sponsors and I'll do it in my own way, organically. I won't throw in a very highly edited commercial that doesn't sound like me. I'll probably just do it myself because it's going to be something that I align with, right? So if you're listening and you want to sponsor my podcast, let's talk. That's the only effort I put in so far. However, there are so many things that I did achieve and they weren't even on that list, and that's okay. Because as this year progressed, I did something that I actually put a goal on that list without the process, and it turns out that 75 hard and seeing a specific functional medicine doctor is really helping me to achieve that goal. So 75 hard became one of those processes, and now I'm on day 71. And so I'm freaking crushing it. But nowhere on that January list when I was journaling or making my 13 wishes was 75 hard a part of it. So what I had realized, as much as I loved everything on that list and I want to achieve them all someday, that through meditation and my spiritual work, other goals had popped up and started to become more of a pull. They called me louder than the podcast sponsors did. And I'm okay with that. And you should be too. So step one is to reflect on the goals and be completely honest with yourself. Celebrate all the progress you made, even if you're still in the middle of it and it's messy, and that's okay. I've seen a few people totally pivot this year, go from private coaching to a joint effort podcast, go from a 9-to-5er to now a consultant who's booming. Like, I've seen so many women pivot, and I'm obsessed with it, because you don't have to hang on to a goal that no longer feels good. That if you haven't taken any steps towards this goal, maybe it's not for you. I remember in the beginning of the year, I had said to myself, I always set themes too, right? So my word of the year is momentum. And clearly I talk all about momentum. So that's still a thing. That's still my word. But I remember I also set like a top three thing. My top three things were I was going to get super healthy. I was going to set up my foundation for my vessel, my body, to hold all the success that was going to come in 2026. I had talked to a psychic a while ago, and she said 2026 is when all the money comes in. So I was like, damn, I got to get set up to hold this money. Let me dust off my bank. let me get my giant vault ready to hold all the gold bars that are coming my way. But I knew if I was going to bring in a lot of money at any point, now or in 2026 or whatever, I had to physically be able to hold it, not like literally in my hand, but like my energy, my body, my nervous system has to be prepared to hold that wealth. Because I don't just want quick cash, friends. I want like wealth, like long-term generational type shit. And that's starting with me, right? So I knew my health, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, had to be priority. So this is the year I'm setting up my foundation of my health and wellness. So I've lost some more weight. I've been getting an ab. Every once in a while, I get a little closer. Still working on that one ab. But I've got some other muscles, though, I'm pretty proud of. Dropping LBs left and right. I have energy, like, for days. I feel fantastic. I even ran 1 minute the other day. I'm just saying, sign me up for a marathon. I'm just kidding. Please don't. The point is, I had to reflect on what I was going to do and how I was going to get there. So the theme for the year is, not only did I want to get set up healthy physically, but financially. And I also had I really wanted to increase my visibility. Media was going to be a big goal of mine for 2025, because I wrote the Jack Canfield book and I knew I'd be getting a lot of like press releases and media spots. And so I was going to feed off of that energy that was already created in 2024. It was carrying over into 2025 because I went bestseller in January for that book. And I'm going to walk another red carpet in September. It's going to be a whole thing. I'm up for an award for getting bestseller. Like, so big things are happening, but I knew I wanted to really build momentum in the media space, right? So I wanted to do some PR. I interviewed some amazing people in PR to get some information. Do I want to hire them? What do I want to do? Get more visible. And I haven't really done much with that one either, right? So I've done a lot setting myself up physically and financially, but the media and the podcast, not so much. And I'm okay with that. Like, I'm going to kick it up a notch media-wise probably in like July, August, September. So that isn't done, right? But so far in my reflection process, some of those goals are kind of put on the back burner, and I'm okay with it. I'm okay with getting a podcast sponsor on maybe my 2026 timeline, because I'm okay shifting that. I wasn't okay with the health and the financial foundational being strong, I wasn't okay with moving those. So they did not get moved. And I have been fighting. I'm working with a financial planner. I'm working with investors. I'm working with people that can help me hold this cash that's coming in. I am working to get that all set up. And I really haven't done that yet. Much. I've done it a little bit, obviously, but nothing like to the extent that I'm doing now. And same with my body. I've always done like a random fad diet, keto or Beachbody or something. And, you know, I was an athlete growing up and I love that. I love doing 5Ks, Tough Mudders, all those things. But it was like I would work towards the Tough Mudder and I'd get like in shape to be able to do the Tough Mudder and then I would just be done. All right, I did it. Check that box. Back to normal, whatever life. Well, I'm 45 now. Don't tell anybody. And my body's changing. And so I needed to, in order to really hit my goals physically, I had to bring in resources. So I brought in a functional medicine doctor. I'm doing 75 hard. I've got somebody hold me accountable to that. And so there's a couple other things that I'm figuring out. My diet, gluten-free, dairy-free, all the things. Not because I hate gluten and dairy. Turns out I've got a little bit of an allergy to both. So I'm just figuring that out. But I'm doing everything I need to do in order to hit those goals. And that tells me that I really want those goals and that they're going to stick when I finally achieve them. And so that to me says, cool, like you're still feeling very called to that. So which one of your goals, if any, if you set goals and you're reflecting, which ones do you maybe have to release, right? And put them on a different time frame or timeline. Which ones do you still feel really called to? And if you're already working towards them, great. Let's pour some gasoline on that fire. And what do we need to do to like double down at halftime to make sure we win, right? Or if you're like, I've done a little bit of stuff, but not much, we need to make an adjustment. We need to reframe what's happening and we need to continue to move forward. So technically part two, I call it a refresh. We need to clear out the clutter, the mental, the emotional, maybe even the digital. Are you playing on TikTok too much and it's consuming your time? Thank God we can't do this, but maybe you can. If you could go back for the 6 months and see how much time you wasted on TV, streaming things, social media that is not business related, you probably could have taken that time and already hit your goal by now. So I'm not trying to shame you or make you feel bad. I'm just trying to hit reality here at halftime because now we can make a change in our decisions. We can reconnect with our original intentions. If they still align, we're going to take the ones that still align and feel good for us and we're going to move forward with them. We're going to detox all those distractions. We're going to refresh our energy. What is draining you? What is taking up too much headspace? And we're going to identify what is fueling you. What type of content maybe? Learning, books, podcasts, whatever. What's fueling you? The people. Holy shit, this is a great time to exit or invite some people into your world. And our habits. You know how important habits are. Oh my goodness. So what are your, and I know it's summer here. I'm in upstate New York. So obviously it's a little different where I am because it's super, super seasonal, right? So like it's summertime. So we have a whole different set of habits for ourselves. Like if we were in a, you know, down south or west or someplace where the weather is consistent, it may not be a big deal, maybe kind of a moot point, but adjust this conversation to where you are. If in the summer, this is the time where you kind of like chill, that's cool. Did you prepare for the chill? Or are you just chilling and come September, you're going to be shitting your pants because you are nowhere near where you need to be in business or in your goals. You're living the same life you were living back in March. So happy to have a conversation. You know I do strategy sessions. I'll put the link below. I'm also, because of this and because of the pop-up from last episode, doing free visibility audits. So I'm doing a free visibility audit. I'm happy to check out your stuff, have a conversation with you, set you in the right direction. Happy to do a LinkedIn audit, like a true one. So this is paid, very low ticket, like $100, like crazy. And then regular strategy sessions that are 90 minutes. They're more expensive, $500, still not a crazy investment, but I can, three areas of your business we dive real hard into and we get you focused for the next 6 months. And then of course, private sessions for long-term, a bigger coaching container or my mastermind, which actually starts at the end of July. So either way, there's a lot of ways for me to help you refresh what's happening in your goals and kick them off. The mastermind actually goes for 6 months. So I will take you through the holidays into the new year and support you through January. This may be the best decision you ever make in your life. Figuring out your, if you're like, listen, I want to do everything you're talking about, I just don't want to do it alone, don't even look at your goals yet. We'll do it together. We'll do it together. All right. So the second one is to refresh, declutter all the mess in your mind, reconnect with your original intentions, what goals feel right for you, detox your distractions, and identify what fuels you. Refreshing your routines may be one of the best things you could do. 100%, right? Happy to talk to you through that, of course, as well. And the third part that we can dive into and what I'm going to be working with my clients is the reset. Creating our next bold move with clarity and confidence and, of course, some awesomeness. Because a reset doesn't actually mean start over. It means get yourself set up, get all the things set up, and try it again. And go again. And where I learned this from, besides regular life, right, and business in general, was watching the point guard in action on the court. So we're coming up, we inbound the ball, they inbound the ball, and they're coming up the court, and they start, you know, maybe the other team's pressing, they're, you know, pushing, pass, whatever, passing the ball, and they start to swing it around, pass it so many times. They get kind of like they're moving all over the place and it gets a little messy. You'll hear the coach yell, reset, reset. So it gets back to the point guard. Everybody gets in their original positions and she resets the play because now they're going to call the play and they're going to try it again, this time with a clear head and a clean slate. And so that's what I mean by reset. No matter where you are in your goals, even if you're like, yo, I'm crushing it. Like if I said to myself, you're on day 71 of 75 hard, reset yourself. You know what that would mean? It would mean start over from fucking day one. No, thank you. It would mean reset yourself today for the next four. What is the next four going to look like? What can you do to be 100% on point to make you hit whatever goal you had when day 76, the sun comes up? You know what I mean? So I reset myself often. Actually, during this challenge, and I'll tell you this in a future episode, I've reset myself purposefully every 10 days because this challenge got boring as hell. I definitely have ADD. And up to day 50, I was moving and grooving. Got a little bored around day 10, day 20. That's when I realized I needed to switch it up. Added hot yoga. And then around like 60, I was like, shoot me now. I'm dying. Like it was so boring. I'm sick of these walks. I'm sick of lifting weights. Like clearly after this, I'm switching to like hiking or something else. I need routine to keep me, to get me going, but then I need variety to keep me going. So do you need a reset in a goal that's very important to you? Have you been writing the same book for 6 friggin' years? Can we talk about this and reset you? Have you been giving the same keynote for 20 years? Good Lord, let's talk. Oh my gosh. Have you been sitting in the same cubicle for, I mean, longer than you need to? Have you said to yourself, I've outstayed my welcome here and it's time to go? Let's have a conversation. It's time for a reset. So what I want you to do, because it doesn't mean starting over, it just means reset where you are intentionally from this moment forward. I want you to choose one of your goals. After you do some reflecting, I want you to choose one of them to recommit to and DM me the thing you're going to do to assure that in the next 6 months, when I do an end of the year podcast, I don't have to say to you, hey, remember the 6-month podcast I did? Did you do anything with that? and you'd be like, damn, I wish I did. Because let me tell you right now, some of you are going to say that. Some of you are going to say, I heard your podcast and I did some of the things and I feel good. I hit a goal or two, much better. And some of you are going to already crushing it, and that's amazing. And we're going to work together and we're going to celebrate that. But the majority of you are going to listen to this podcast, not do much with it. And then when you listen to my end of the year podcast in 6 months, you're going to be like, damn, I remember her saying that. Can you imagine if I did those three things in that moment and made some adjustments and maybe worked with her, worked with someone who could have helped me reset myself, refresh my goals, and reflect on all the things that are working and not working? And at this point, I would be a totally different place in my business, a totally different place in my career, in my life. Do not wait for the next 6 months to make the change that is being called to you today. Whether it's a change, whether it's, you know, pouring some gasoline on it, whether it's a complete overhaul, complete pivot, you do not have to do it alone. There are women who want to help you. I am one of them, obviously. There are so many coaches out there. Find the one that's for you. If it's me, let's talk. You know how to find me. I'm on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. You can email me. Go to my website, MirandaVonFricken.com. Let's have a conversation. And if you think, you know what, I'm hearing you and I can't, like, I'm not there yet in business, I can't afford you, can we talk anyway? Can we? I will do a free session for you. You can afford free. Let's be honest. Knock it off. No excuses. I will put all the links in the comments or in the show notes. I want you to get on my calendar. Even if it's a 20-minute, 30-minute conversation, I want to talk about what the next 6 months are going to look like for you. Some of you are like, where's the link to the mastermind? I'm all friggin' in. Let's freaking go. I've already have 2 people who said yes. I've got 3 more spots. This isn't just like a, you know, one of those things you say. Like, I've got 2 people. 2 people are coming to this mastermind already. And I've got private coaching clients that are probably going to roll into the group session, which is the mastermind. So I have space for you. I'm praying and calling in the women who mean business, the women who are like, you know what? I'm actually doing okay, but I want to do better. I don't want to just be okay. I don't want to just be fine. I know investing in myself always, always brings back more than I invested. Literally, the first woman who signed in and paid, she already got $1,000 more from a client she didn't expect today. This morning, sent me a voice memo on LinkedIn, because, you know, I love me some voice memos. And she was like, this is amazing. She put out, the day she said yes, she put out a proposal for pretty much like triple what she paid. And that one is still in flux. I have no doubt that one's coming in. But there was another one that came in for a little project, nothing crazy. But it's $1,000 more than she paid me. And I think it's because she took the action. She did something scary. She took bold action. She said yes to herself. Actually, the day she paid me, oh my God, she's going to kill me. She literally said, I paid half down for the mastermind and half of my anxiety is gone. Can you imagine? Giving me her money made her feel less stressed. I mean, I'm just saying, whoever's stressed, just give me some money. Let's see what happens. Hilarious. You don't have to give me money. I'm kidding. But I'm not kidding about that and what she said. And I'll probably do a post about it at some point, because that was probably like one of my favorite messages, because I have felt that. I have felt discombobulated, confused, uninspired, annoyed about my goals, frustrated about where I am in business. And then I found somebody I wanted to say yes to. I paid them money and all of a sudden my energy shifted. Like, the first time I did a big investment was Marie Forleo's B School. Do you remember that? I mean, she still does it. It was 8 years ago, maybe. I think it was 1995. I hit submit or whatever the button was called back then, pay now. I sent the money and I literally stood up from my kitchen table. I didn't even have an office yet at that point. Stood up from my kitchen table and I gave a speech to an imaginary audience. I wish I recorded that shit, but I wasn't like that back then. And I was like on such a high. And the whole, if I recall correctly, the premise of the speech was about saying yes to yourself. And the minute you do, everything changes. And from that point forward, I became an entrepreneur and I never looked back. It was the most amazing moment. I had to I fought with my husband. It is what it is back then. He wasn't feeling the entrepreneur journey like he is today. But it was a whole thing in my house that I gave $2,000 for B school when I already had a master's degree that I was still paying student loans on. And I was laid off at the time, so I wasn't bringing in any money. But everything changed for me. The minute you invest in yourself, something shifts within us and instantly you get rewarded for it. Instantly. I'm not even kidding. I'll get off my soapbox. I got to go pick up my kid from camp. All right. You do not have to do this alone. Maybe you've been doing it alone for the last 6 months, 6 years, who knows? You do not have to do it alone from this point forward. I am here. Let's talk. Click the links. Do whatever you got to do. Let's connect and talk about what the next 6 months will look like. Because what I asked you in the beginning is such an important question. What would the beginning of 2026 look like if you showed up fully for the next 6 months? I'd love to know. I know what mine's going to look like. I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be awesome. I mean, I'm already awesome, but that's just crazy. But it's like, have you envisioned 2026 yet? Are you there? Are you there on January 1 or even April? I like to use April now apparently as my new year because of, you know, the spring equinox and such. But in the beginning of the year, are you going to look back and say, damn, I wasted 6 months? Or are you going to say, damn, I went all in on me the last 6 months and I'm feeling good and I can't wait to see what comes of it? I will. I hope you join me. All right, friends, until next time, keep being awesome. Bye.